Happy Saturday, friends. It's been a minute since I've posted, but all is well with me. I'm in this place where God is revealing a lot to me during this time, and I've been taking time to process and understand what it is that He's telling me and showing me. I've been wanting to write so much, but didn't even know where to start, quite honestly. But today's the day, so here we are. When I was wondering what to write about, I sensed Holy Spirit telling me to write about perspective. And it's quite interesting because He had me write about perspective back in January. But this is something recently, or I should say currently, that God has been working with me on, because if I can be honest, my perspective at times about things are trash. And maybe that's why God has me writing about this again. However, I've also had this revelation regarding perspective, and it has opened my eyes a bit while I'm on this here journey. The past few months, I have experienced so many things, and as I've been processing and navigating through my thoughts about them, at times my view on things have been negative. I've been doubtful, wavering in my faith, confused, and just plain lost at times. I will hear God and be reminded of the very things He said or promised me, but my perspective of the natural had me bent all up out of shape. It wasn't until I heard, "The spirit realm is much more real than the natural realm," when it clicked to me. Since then, God has reminded me of this very thing. What God has showed me and spoke to me in the spirit is much more profound than what I'm experiencing in the natural. Things in the natural will always look contrary to what's happening in the spirit, and that's when God began to deal with me about my perspective of things. It was often during my pep talks to myself when I'm in moments of doubt and I'm literally talking to God as my Father, telling Him, "I know I'm not crazy. I know you said this and I know you said that." But there was no way that I would see His promises in the natural if I didn't change my perspective and approach to the warfare that was happening to me. I had to get to a place where I decided to surrender all things to the ultimate will of God and trust that the God I serve, who said He cannot lie, will perform every promise He has revealed to me. I think sometimes we get comfortable acknowledging our human reactions and emotions, that we sit there a little too long and forget there's a whole attack happening that we have to fight. I realized that in a lot of situations and moments, I left myself wide open for the enemy to attack me. The same way God sees my vulnerability is the same way the enemy sees it too. So it's up to the way that I respond what the outcome will be. Doesn't mean it won't be difficult or it won't hurt at times, but reminding myself of what I'm fighting for. We can easily go down the what if train, right? I understand now that the words that come after your what if statement matters greatly when you're shifting your perspective. I'm realizing now that God reminds me often of His promises in such profound and subtle ways. Instead of focusing on the fears and worries of my situations, why not shift my perspective and focus on what God truly says about my situations and stand on that? As much as this is surface level understanding of trusting God and having faith, it speaks greatly to the fact that we can be in a place where we stop trusting God. I have experienced that myself, and learning to trust God again fully with everything can take more work than it did to stop trusting Him to begin with. The more we know the heart of God, though, is when it all comes together and becomes easier to really put our faith in Christ and anchor in Him. Today, I want to encourage you to shift your perspective of things that are taking place in your life currently. Know and trust that what God has promised you has to come to pass because He said it, and so it has to be so. You may feel defeated at times, but don't stop trusting and don't stop standing firm on the promises of God for your life. God is a God who will not withhold any good thing from his children, and that's what we have to know and stand on. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. My prayer today is that in shifting our perspective, that God will reveal himself to us in a mighty way. I pray that we will gain more clarity and understanding, and that we will know which way to go. I pray that God will continue to guide our steps, and that we will make it to the promised land and receive in due timing all of the things that he has promised to us. With love, yours truly, Ebb.